Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight, seeing the demonstration of the Lord's power, authority, life, and truth in our life as we trust Him day by day. Please forgive my voice. I have a little cold going on today, but we're still going to get into the Word, and we're still going to be encouraged in this 15-minute in empowerment. We have been looking at different individuals in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as individuals called by God, ordinary people, because God always chooses ordinary people to do extraordinary things for Him. And He's always the unlikely people, people that other folks would not choose, and you probably wouldn't choose yourself. But God has called you for His purpose and His plan, and it's a great and wonderful thing that God has called you for. We've been looking at the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel 16, looking at the life of David, and we're going to go there a little bit more today and be encouraged and empowered in the Word. And we were looking yesterday, and we were talking about how Samuel went, and he was mourning for Saul, and how Saul had disobeyed God, and his disobedience, he was rejected by God. And then if you look at the 15th verse of 1 Samuel in the 18th verse, you'll see that there's a conversation that is going on, and I wanted to address the part about what happened in that chapter. And the reason why I want to address it is because we always have to make sure we obey God. Obeying God is not something we can choose to do when we want to and how we want to. Sometimes our disobedience towards God, and a continual disobedience, a continual doing it our way and not trusting God and not allowing His Spirit and His truth to lead us and guide us. That continual disobedience will disqualify us for something that God has for us in our lives. And we don't want to be disqualified from anything that God says, because even though He has it for us, and He is His good and perfect will and His desire to give it to us and use it in it, our disobedience, continued disobedience, delayed or caused something that God wants to give us to be taken from us. And we see this in 1 Samuel chapter 15, where Samuel is talking to Saul, and he says to him, starting at that 22nd verse, I'm just going to just jump and get little pieces in this. It says, Samuel replied, "Has the Lord as much pleased has much pleasure in your burnt offerings and in your sacrifice and your disobedience?" And at this time, what has happened is Samuel is coming to Saul because Saul has not done what God has told him in destroying his adversary, the Amalekites. He told him to destroy everything and leave nothing, but Saul wanted to please the people. The people said to him, "We can use this for sacrifice. We can give this for sacrifices." And the Lord had already told him the instructions. And this is not the first time that there has been an opportunity where Saul has gone in the favor of the people instead of in the obedience of what God has called him. And so we see here, it says that once God has used Saul to speak, used Samuel to speak to Saul, the words of what he says make an impact. He says here, has not the Lord as great deliverance or great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as an obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hear than the fats of ram. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the words of the Lord, He has rejected you from being king. And we get down a little bit further in 27th verse of that same chapter, and it says, Samuel turned away to go away. Saul seized the edge of his robe and tore it. So Samuel said to him, "The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to your neighbor, to a neighbor of yours who is better than you. When I looked at this and I was studying and I said, Lord, what are you saying to us? He said, there are people in the kingdom of God because of their own disobedience and because they will not submit to my authority. Many of them are using their leadership in the wrong way. Many of them are using their influence in the wrong way, and they're causing people to stray or not become or not develop the way that they should. They're not allowing the true and purification of the word to be seen evident in their life. And their disobedience is at the point where God is saying, the same way that you saw Samuel walking away, he said, that's what I'm doing. I'm taking back from them the place or the position or the influence that I've given them for my glory, to be used for my glory. And heaven has actually set them down. Heaven has actually said that they are not given this position or walking in the authority or the anointing of this position any longer because of their disobedience. And I don't want, I don't know about you, but I don't want God to tear away from me the place that he's allowed me to go. Because if you look and you see, Samuel tells Saul, he says, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel? In other words, God is saying, when you were nothing, I made you something, and I trusted you with something that was dear. And you've taken what was dear and what was precious to me, and you've used it for your own pursuit, your own pleasures, for your own will, and you've neglected to do what I've asked you to do. And in that, you, because you are the head, you're causing the people to err in their way, in their heart towards me. And I'm not going to allow you to continue to allow the people to err or be led by people instead of being led by me. Wanting the approval and the praise of people more than you want my approval, who is the head. And so that is something that we don't want God to do. We don't ever want him to snatch away from us or take away from us the place of privilege, the place where he's entrusting us. Many people feel, even though they're still sitting in the position or having the title, they have a form. They are not walking in the true anointing of what God has said. And because of that, you could see that their ministry, their life, their influence does not have the same power as it did or authority as it did before. So we have to be very, very careful, because the same God is not, he's changing, he never changes. He is the same God, and he is not going to not, even though we have more grace and we have mercy and all of these things, that God is long-suffering and he works with us. There comes a point when God will not allow us to continue in the way that we are when it is hurting or working against his divine pleasure. He will do something, and when he takes that authority or that anointing or that endowment away, that call away, because you can have the gift but not have the anointing of the gift. You can have the gift and not have the approval of the king in that gift. So we want the approval of God and what we do, and we don't want him to snatch or take away from us those things that he says it is his good pleasure to trust us in. So we see here that Samuel is now mourning in the 16th chapter because of the loss of Saul. And I stated that yesterday, that you can sometimes not allow God's will to be done in our life because we're mourning over something that we feel like should have happened, should have been the way that we thought, should have been in the way that we believed it was going to occur, or in the timing. And sometimes we can miss what God wants to do in our life because we're trying to see it one-dimensional. We can't see it outside of the scope or the box. We want to see it only the way that we have, and that is dangerous, because you're saying that God is limited to only what you see or what you do or what you believe, and God is so much more than that. So many times, he will tell us, he will call to us, and he will address us like he did Samuel. And he said, how long are you going to mourn for this? How long are you going to sit here in this state and believe that this is it? There's nothing more that can occur or happen in your life. Am I not the God that created the world? Am I not the God that's able to have the final say so? Am I not able to do with you or anyone else as I choose and make it be my purpose as I plan? So we have to be very, very careful that we are always submissive unto God, even when it does not appear or happen the way we think, that we say, okay, God, you're up to something greater, and I'm going to trust you with what you're going to do in my life. That's what we have to do. And so we have to allow God's spirit and God's life to minister to us and give us what we have need of in the times when we don't understand what's going on and what's happening. Samuel gets up and he goes to anoint one of Jesse's sons. And Jesse is the father of David. And he himself does not approve or has David in his best interest. David is the one who was outside in the field with the animals. He's the one that is rejected by his father and his brothers. And we see this because later on in the scriptures, you'll see that when David goes to take food to his brother, his brother's first thing is attacks David with his words. And even when Samuel is there to anoint the sons, and Samuel asks Jesse, do you have any other sons? Jesse says, these are my sons. He doesn't even think of David enough to bring him in from the field. And it's only when Samuel begins to inquire about any other sons, because God has rejected the ones that he's seeing, that he says, okay, I have another son. He's out in the field with the sheep. It does not matter who does not believe that you're qualified, that you're called of God or assigned the assignment of God, or God has purpose for your life. God has chosen you, even as he's chosen David. And the Jessies of your life cannot keep you in the field longer than what God has already said. When it's time for the word and the word and the purpose of God and the anointing and the endowment of God to reach your life and to shift you up higher and drop a mantle on you, no Jesse can keep you in the field longer than what God has said. God will bring you out. He will command the word, because Samuel is as adds the word of God. He is the word of God in the earth realm unto the people of God, because he's God's prophet. So he's the word at that time. And so God commands his word through Samuel to go and find David. And even Jesse could not stop him from becoming what God had already purposed him for. So it doesn't matter who's trying to keep you back, hold you back, or what circumstances. Time cannot stop what God has for your life. Circumstances have to bow. People have to move and yield to the authority of God. When it's your time and your season, when it's time for God's favor on your life, when it's time for you to be blessed, when it's time for you to be spiritually promoted or naturally promoted, when it's time for things to fall in line, nothing or no one will stop it. The same way that David was in the field, God commanded that word of release, of anointing, to find him even in the field and bring him out. He had to be called out to receive the portion that God had for him. So it does not matter what's going on in your life, and anoint you for the purpose with the oil that he has prepared for you so that you can do all that he says. I'm Pastor Cheryl Baxter. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life today and for helping me in my pursuit of knowing the voice of God and doing what God says. I pray that you've been empowered as I have, as I study the word of God. And we'll join you tomorrow at the same time to hear what the Lord says again with Favor Life. God bless you.